Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Good afternoon, my conscious co-creators. Welcome to another edition of the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. I am very, very pleased that you are here with me tonight, whether you're here listening on talkradio.nyc from around the world, or if you're on the Facebook live stream. Hey, Madison, great to see you on the stream. And I got a bunch of other people. I'll get to everybody shortly. Okay. Let's a big thank you to Elizabeth Tripp with her show Nourish the Soul that was on right before mine. It's a wonderful, wonderful show. If you guys like my show, you really got to tune in at 11 a.m. for her show. It's a really great show. And, you know, we're having some schedule changes, and I'll let you know about that a little bit later. But first, of course, we have to have our quotes of the day from the universe and from Abraham. Let's see what the universe and Abraham have in store for us today. First, from the universe. Big ideas almost never seem like big ideas at first. So be on the lookout for little ideas that seem kind of ho-hum, ain't no big thing, let me floss first kind of ideas. Really, the universe. We love our quotes from Mike Dooley in the universe. Having a little fun with us today about our big ideas. And actually, my guest today is a gentleman full of big ideas. So very apropos quote. But again, it's sort of the universe trying to remind us that, you know, sometimes we have some interesting ideas and, you know, we think they're nothing, no big deal. But then over time, as we sit with them and we let them kind of ruminate, all of a sudden we realize, hey, you know what? That's a really good idea. I should work on that. So, you know, let's all be a little more mindful of these ideas that pop up. Lots of ways of keeping track of them, right? Whip your phone out, just record it, keep a little notepad with you and write it out. So, yeah. Big ideas, sometimes they just seem like they ain't no big thing. Thank you, the universe. Okay, quick shout out to more viewers on the Facebook live stream. Scott, Batista, Dell, all right, Jennifer, Lauren. Oh, wonderful, Lauren, great to see you. Franklin and Jacques. Ah, wonderful. And again, if anyone on the Facebook live stream, if you have any questions, any comments, just type them into the comments field of the video. I will see them and will answer them, oops, right away. Oops, I just messed up my phone. Get back here. Okay, good. I can still see them. All right, let's see what our quote from Abraham is today. The perfect contrast of your time-space reality will continue to stimulate your thirst while also holding the promise to fulfill every desire that has been inspired. And so, whether you are focused upon contrast in this moment and so are in the process of asking for more, or whether you are focused on your breathing in this moment and are allowing what you have asked for, it is all part of the process, and it is all on your path. Abraham. So, and a very important quote from Abraham today, because sometimes I think we get a little bit hung up with, you know, we're when we experience the contrast. And what's contrast? Contrast is experiencing the things we don't want so we can better know what we do want. And we think that when we're experiencing the contrast, that it's like, oh my God, I got to get past this. I got to get out of this. You know, why is this going on? And you know, we just try and move through it. But it actually is all part of the process. And that and then the other side of it, which is when we're in flow, when we're meditating, when we're allowing, when we're breathing, and just allowing those things that we have launched the rockets of desires for to come to us, like that's usually what feels better. That's usually when we're tuned in, turned on, and tapped in, right? And they're the two, I would say in some ways, the opposite sides of the same coin. But we have a tendency to kind of want to rush through the contrast because it doesn't feel so comfortable to get to like, oh, let me allow all that good stuff in. But you know what? Let's revel in the contrast. Let's revel in the awkward state, because eventually we're going to get to that point where things aren't really that awkward anymore. The contrast ain't that bad anymore. And when that happens, you know, we're going to miss the contrast. So, you know, it's all part of the process. It's all part, like the yin-yang symbol, right? You have dark on one side, light on the other side, right? And they both make up the whole. And within each one, there's always an aspect of the other, the two little white and black dots. So I just want to sort of remind people that, you know, sometimes we don't feel so great. You know, Elizabeth actually even mentioned it in her show before that, you know, hey, it doesn't matter if we're spiritual or not. Sometimes we feel a little low. Sometimes we don't feel so great. And that's okay. That's called being human. Even me, your conscious consultant, I sometimes feel kind of low and depressed and not feeling so happy. And this week was kind of one of those weeks. And that's okay. But of course, you know, when I'm here with you guys and my amazing guests, you know, it always uplifts me. Right? But we all go through that. We're all human beings. I guarantee you, any spiritual teacher, any personal development coach or trainer, they all have their low points and they all have their high points. And we don't live in any one or the other. It all makes up this rich tapestry that we call life. So let's stop judging the uncomfortable parts as like not being so good. And let's just start accepting where things are and how everything is a part of life. Two wonderful, amazing quotes from the universe and from Abraham. I hope you enjoy them. Of course, next week. Well, actually, not even next week. Later today, I'll have a couple of more quotes and I'll tell you about that a little bit later. So now, it is my extreme pleasure to welcome my in-studio guest. I'm always so happy when I can get my guests in studio. It's so much better than on the phone. My guest is an acupuncturist, an author, and spiritual counselor, Dr. Bertrand Babinette. Dr. Babinette holds a PhD in human development and a master's degree in spiritual counseling. He is also a licensed acupuncturist in the state of Colorado and holds certifications in nutrition, functional endocrinology, functional blood chemistry, postural integration, neural organizational technique, that's a new one on me, and namudrapad allergy elimination technique. Wow, that was a mouthful. He has integrated these various disciplines into a functional approach to health called biofunctional energetic medicine. It is centered on the person and not the disease and seeks the best way to restore optimal health and well-being using natural means such as vitamins, minerals, probiotics, essential oils, enzymes, homeopathy, herbal medicine, and psycho-spiritual coaching. See, this is my kind of guy. Dr. Babinette has taught and lectured throughout the world and is the author of a book on spiritual psychology called Empowering the Heart, Restoring the Peace, healing the hurt and sharing your gifts. And it is my extreme pleasure to welcome him to the Conscious Consultant Hour. Welcome, Dr. Bobinette.
Hi, Sam. I'm really happy to be with you and to have a chance to talk to the people and let them know what I do and what my thoughts are. And
yeah,
basically, if I can piggyback to what you were saying before,
absolutely.
You know, one of the way I express it is a little bit differently. I say we have been designed spiritually as an extension of the divine, but we have been programmed through fear or lack. So automatically, we go through those phases of our reactivity, which is absolutely natural.
Right.
Because that is, in fact, what has kept us alive on the planet.
Absolutely.
But it's not very much fun.
No.
And so we have to learn how to switch back to our design.
Yes.
The way I express that sometimes, I say it's a little bit like a car. Mm. You know, if you are in reverse and you want to go forward, you have to move to neutral.
Mm, okay. Right.
And so a lot of my psycho-spiritual approach is saying, how do we shift from reactivity to neutral so that we can choose to move forward?
Right,
and that's a lot of what the book is about.
Wonderful, wonderful. So I'd like to give my audience just a little bit of background on you. Have you always been into sort of the holistic, more natural approaches when it comes to medicine and helping people to heal? Or is that something that developed for you a little bit later in life?
Well, I started with a lot of learning disability and a lot of challenges. I was born at the beginning of World War II, and I was in the protective trenches in Normandy during the debarkation. So I had my share of early childhood
traumas
and experiences like that. Then I actually studied law and business administration, and I have a master in international relations. And I worked for the French embassy as an industrial attaché for 7 years. It evolved later. So I think I was always very spiritual in a lot of ways and very much connected to loving and that kind of stuff. But as a career or as a way of sharing my life in the world, I think it probably came much later. I would say, you know, it gels around. It started in the my 30s.
Okay, so was there like a particular event that happened or a particular thing you experienced that kind of got you to say, like, this is where I really want to put the focus of my life now? Or was it something that sort of evolved gradually over time?
It evolved.
Okay.
You know, I just remember one thing. I was studying humanistic psychology in Washington, D.C. And I suddenly realized that I could sense and know what people were going through.
Mm-hmm.
And so that became more of my focus of starting to move from, you know, my work at the French embassy to studying English law, to doing bioenergetics, to being Rolfed, to doing all those things.
Okay.
So it was a process.
So about how long ago did you plant your feet both sort of solidly on this holistic path?
After I left the French embassy in 1975.
75, wow. So you've actually been on this path for quite a long time.
For quite a long time.
Wow. So you've seen a lot of changes, haven't you? I mean, back then, this stuff was so fringe. I mean, people really look at you cross-eyed if you try and talk about this stuff.
They still do.
They still do. Hopefully a little less.
A little less.
Wonderful.
A little less. But it's amazing to me. Because to me, it's such a natural approach. And the other one doesn't make any sense at all.
Yes.
But then, you know, I'm confronted all day long with people who are operating within the traditional psychological model, which is pathologically based, or medicine, which is also pathologically based.
Right.
And so it makes very little sense to me, but that's pretty much the way things are wired up.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, wonderful, wonderful. So, you know, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, let's talk about sort of this whole field of spiritual psychology and sort of how you've applied it in some very practical medical ways with what you do with your practice, okay?
Sure.
Wonderful. Oh, more viewers on a Facebook live stream. Joe Sam, Tom, Jonathan, welcome. Remember, if you guys have questions, put it in the comments field of the Facebook Live, or you can always call in at 877-480-4120. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, and we'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you stuck in a rut? Negative thoughts, feelings, and conversations got you down? Hi, I'm Noreen Sumter, the Potentiator. Tune in every Tuesday, 9 to 10 Eastern Time, and listen for new ideas on my show, Beyond Potential. Live life your way on talkradio.nyc.
Do you want to connect with?
Are you an entrepreneur or intrapreneur looking to build your following?
Welcome to our show.
Follow Me Friday with Joan
and Priya.
Tune in every Friday at noon Eastern
on talkradio.nyc.
We're your digital connectors.
Woo! Woo!
Talking Alternative Radio. 24 hours a day.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. I'm talking with an amazing gentleman today, Dr. Bertrand Babinet, who is an amazing human being, holds many, many degrees, and is focused on sort of spiritual counseling and spiritual psychology, but you actually apply it to functional medicine and some very practical medical modalities, don't you?
Well, you know, what happened is that I was working mostly in the field of spiritual psychology. Mm-hmm. And then my late wife developed cancer in the late 90s.
Okay.
And so at that time, I started transforming my work, using the same methodology of muscle testing, kinesiology, mm-hmm. but within the field of biology, mm-hmm. and within the field of understanding better what health is at the physical level and how to address that. Right. So I have a kind of two hats. You know, on one hand, I work very much in the psycho-spiritual field. And on the other hand, I work primarily in the field of functional medicine, mm-hmm. which is basically seeing how the body is designed to work and how we can restore that level of health.
Right.
And I have an ebook, so I have a book out which is very much on the psycho-spiritual part.
Right, we'll talk about that later in the show.
And then I have an ebook on my website, which is very much about the functional part of my work. So I've those two hats.
Right. And you're also a licensed acupuncturist.
I am. Yes.
How long have you been practicing acupuncture?
Since 1987.
Oh, wow. Wow. You know, acupuncturists have a very special place in our hearts here at Talking Alternative because the founder of the station is a gentleman by the name of Giorgio Rapetti, who has since become a Buddhist monk, but he was an acupuncturist. Uh-huh. And he did something, he wrote a book about it called Wands 3E Acupuncture. Mm-hmm. Where he, acupuncturists are always very welcome in this space. how do you, maybe you should talk a little bit just about like what is your neural organizational technique or the NOT and then the other one, I'm just going to use the abbreviation NAET. Like, how do those things work on a sort of practical, physical level, even though they're sort of more, I'm assuming, based on the energetics of the body?
Well, so there are a lot of different things. So yeah. NAT was developed by an Indian woman who had allergies all her life and who basically came to the United States, became a chiropractor, and then started integrating chiropractic and acupuncture, Chinese medicine, in the treatment of allergies, and finding out that, in fact, allergies were just an ineffective pattern of response to things which normally would not disturb us, okay?
Right.
Which is not that different from what issues are in our life.
It's very
similar, except one is a physiological response and the other one is a psychological response.
Right.
I mean, an issue is usually not because the situation is impossible to manage.
Right.
It's because we don't really know how to manage it.
Right.
Well, allergies is a little bit the same way. It's not because the body is not capable of answering and adapting to a challenge. It's because it's triggering an over-response, an abnormal, an aggressive pattern of response, rather than a modulated, gentle pattern of response.
I see.
So it's very similar. So that's our work. NOT is very different. It was a chiropractor who was in Brooklyn, actually, who developed the method. It's called Neural Organization Technique.
Right.
But he taught that a lot all over the place. And it was a very advanced form of chiropractic, which really, again, restored the neurological system rather than keep on, you know, adjusting people. So his belief is that if you could restore the neurological pathways, then the body would hold adjustment instead of having to constantly repeat. In a lot of way, a big part of it is the craniosacral approach.
I see.
But it has a lot of other components, but it's a big part of that.
So not like neural, network chiropractic, which I think is
network is similar.
Right? It is similar.
But it's a different approach.
Network goes along,
you know, touch certain points which are neurologically, emotionally active as a way of restoring balance. And then you have something which is called NET, which is neuro-emotional technique. So you have a lot
of... So many techniques.
That's right.
It's really... I mean, that's the one things that I see kind of flourishing just over the last 10, 15 years that I've been involved in this industry, is that there's so many new modalities and techniques and so many different ways to help people these days. It's really amazing to see how things are sprouted in such a fast way.
Absolutely.
So your practice is sort of, I guess, half sort of psychological and half kind of functional.
Or both. Because usually I end up working with my client on both ends.
And where are you based out of? Because I know you're visiting here in New York,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I'm in Boulder, Colorado.
In Boulder, Colorado. It's an interesting place to be.
Yes.
So what kinds of conditions are people like coming to you normally that they want support or help with?
Pretty much everything.
Everything.
Okay. It's people coming, you know, calling me because they have a cold, people who call me because they have cancer, or there are people who call me because, you know, they don't feel good, and have people. So it's quite a huge range.
Okay.
You know,
a
it's
large
very,
range.
Very broad, and it totally depends. They also called me about their cats and their dogs and their horses.
Well, in Colorado, horses is a big thing, yes.
And their space, you know, they will also say, you know, I have weird energy in my basement. What can I do about it? You know.
Okay.
So it's very broad. I have people.
So with the people who, let's say, have a little bit more severe conditions, because those always tend to be kind of the more interesting things to talk about, someone comes into your office, maybe they found out they had cancer, or they just had a stroke or a heart attack or something. How do you start to work with them? Like, how do you assess or kind of know, like, how you should start to work with them?
I always start with a premise that health is simple.
Okay,
which is, so basically the foundation of health is always the same for every living system.
Mm-hmm.
We absorb, we transform, we eliminate, and we protect. You know, that's true psychologically, that's true physiologically. And so whoever comes to see me, the first level of assessment that we are going to do, look, is how effectively are you absorbing your food? How effectively are you metabolizing, transforming the element you are taking in?
Right.
How effectively are you removing toxin? And how effectively are you maintaining the homeostasis and the ability of the body to take care of itself?
Right. Okay.
So that's always going to be my first foundation.
Okay.
Then, of course, if I'm dealing with more serious condition, I don't necessarily believe that I have all the answers.
Right,
you know, I basically have a lot of answers, but I don't have all the answers.
Mm-hmm.
And I also think it's very important to give people a freedom to choose how they are going to respond.
Right.
So I don't impose a model of what they should do. So with some people, it's very much a complementary approach, you know, and saying, okay, I understand you are doing that medically. Now let's see what else we need to do
to support
psycho-spiritually or nutritionally to really decrease the side effect and increase the effectiveness of the treatment.
Do you have maybe an example or a case study of a client who had some severe condition that you were able to help them to move past it in an unusual way?
Well, yes, I probably have many of them. You know, I'm working.
Well, just one.
Well, I'm working now with a person who has, you know, prostate cancer.
Okay.
And the condition was pretty acute and with metastasis and things like that.
Okay.
And he did some of the medical treatment. But basically, what I'm doing with him is saying, okay, now how do we restore the integrity of the terrain? Now that you have gone through the radiation and the chemotherapy, how do we restore the integrity of your body so that you're not going to recreate it?
Right.
And what was going on psychologically that could have been part of creating that disease? And how do we change that? So again, not looking necessarily, you were mentioning something interesting. You said sometime a difficulty is a signpost towards health.
Oh, right.
And so very often, you know, when I look at people, I look at, well, what is it that this disease
is trying to tell you?
It's trying to tell you. And how are you going to learn from it as an experience?
Right.
You know, so when we were going with my wife, basically died after 15 years of cancer. You know, she had a recurrence.
Wow.
She was completely free for 10 years, and then it kicked back in, you know. But all throughout, we called it our cancer adventure.
Ah.
We never called it, this is mean, this is bad, this is terrible.
Yeah.
It was, this is a process of learning.
Yeah.
And let's learn as much as we can in the process of learning.
Wow.
Okay, so she had her learning. My learning was to learn about functional medicine. Her learning was, you know, what's in it for me, and how do I move towards my transition in a joyful way, right. in a way which is, was not, this is terrible, woe is me, right. why is that happening right. to me, or any of that.
Right, right. Not being a victim.
Not at all.
But understanding that we're co-creators and why is this happening this way.
And that death is a natural part of life.
Life,
you
absolutely.
Know? It's not something terrible or horrible, it just...
Right.
It's next step, you
yes,
know.
Yes. So. All right, wonderful, wonderful. Okay, so when we come back, we're going to take a quick break. I want to talk about your book, Empowering the Heart. It came out just recently, correct?
It came out a year ago. And we're actually reissuing it. We canceled with our editor because our publisher because we didn't like them.
Oh, okay.
You know, and then we are republishing. You know, and relaunching the book in the fall.
Okay, wonderful. All right, great. So everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We're talking this hour with Dr. Bertrand Babinet, and we will be right back after these messages.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you stuck in a rut? Negative thoughts, feelings, and conversations got you down? Hi, I'm Noreen Sumter, the Potentiator. Tune in every Tuesday, 9 to 10 Eastern Time, and listen for new ideas on my show, Beyond Potential. Live life your way on talkradio.nyc.
Do you want to connect with?
Are you an entrepreneur or intrapreneur looking to build your following?
Welcome to our show.
Follow Me Friday with Joan
and Priya.
Tune in every Friday at noon Eastern
on talkradio.nyc.
We're your digital connectors.
Woo woo!
What's that?
Talking Alternative Radio. 24 hours a day.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We're speaking this hour with Dr. Bertrand Babinet. And also just to let you all know, a quick shout out to some new viewers on the Facebook live stream. Zina, George, Nicole, Catherine, welcome to the Facebook live stream. And just to let you guys know, I'm doing a special edition of the Conscious Consultant Hour today at 2 p.m. Right after Kai Cole's show, Our Daily Magic, which is right after this show. So at 2 to 3 p.m., I have another amazing guest, another doctor, actually, coming in today. We just had this opportunity, and since the schedule is kind of shifting a little bit, we thought we would take the opportunity to bring them in. So after this, make sure you stay tuned for Kai Cole, Our Daily Magic, and then after that, stay tuned, and I will be back again. You just can't get enough of me, can you? Okay, so Dr. Babinet, you wrote this book called Empowering the Heart, Restoring the Peace, Healing the Hurt, and Sharing Your Gifts. What was the motivation for writing this book?
The original motivation was my dissertation.
Ah.
Because that's really was the material
okay.
of the book. So it was, I did a PhD with a Union Graduate School within Cincinnati. And, you know, it's an open world university design your own program, and it took me about 5 years, so it's a serious program, but basically that was the original concept of the book, was the integration of Chinese medicine, brain research, and how did that really apply to the field of human development. And human development, you know, as opposed to psychology, is looking not at pathology,
right,
but looking at how do we evolve as human beings,
right,
what are the challenges that we face, and how do we meet those challenges.
Right.
So the whole book is about what's, you know, so I structured the brain as an inner family, you know, looking at the four dominant patterns of the brain, which is connection, direction, creativity, and cognition, as basically an inner family system, which had been programmed in our family. And then based on that, looking at what are our challenges and how do we move beyond those challenges. And the concept is that our brain and our body have been programmed for reactivity, but the heart is not. The heart is the place of connection with the spirit, where we truly get spiritually and authentically empowered. And that alignment with the heart is what enables us to harmonize that polarization that takes place through our education and through our ego formation and that kind of stuff. And so what I teach people is a very simple tool to get back to that connection with the heart.
Okay, wonderful. Before we go there, I just want to get those four things again. Cognition, connection, direction, and...
and creativity.
Creativity.
Or creative imagination.
Yeah, I find those four things like very interesting because, as many of my listeners know, I am in training for to be a shamanic facilitator, and we look at things in terms of the four directions or the four aspects, which is heart, mind, body, and spirit, which lines up very well with this. And as my teacher says many, many times, 90% of our work is just bringing people back to their hearts because especially in Western society, we're so up in our heads and we so glorify the intellect and the brain that we forget that there's this whole mechanism below our neck, the body that has its own intelligence, that our heart, which, as you say, connects us to each other and to our spirits. And then there's the spirit as well. So... So what is something that how can people sort of use this understanding or this insight to help them with their daily challenges?
Well, the first thing is learning how to go back to neutral.
I talked
a little bit about that before.
Yes.
Is that we're programmed for reactivity, so we're going to continue reacting.
Right.
This is not optional.
Right.
You know, we react to noise, we react to vibration, we react to each other. So it's not optional. We react to food. So we are going to react. We react to weather. We react to electromagnetic field.
Right.
We're going to react. So the question is, how do we move from our reactivity when we experience our reactivity and we choose back what the Sufi called remembering? How do we remember or remind ourselves of our spiritual connection?
Right.
And what I've discovered a long time ago is that the advertisers have discovered five symbols that always work.
Oh, really?
And they use that to sell product. It's called nature, music, babies, pets, and anything that touch our heart is used by advertiser to sell us product. But we can also use the same tool to come back into a realignment inside of ourselves so that we can very quickly move from reactive to neutral and from neutral to proactive.
Right.
And so that's the key of life, is learning how to move from reactivity to neutrality and from neutrality to proactivity and conscious choices.
Right.
So the first key is to know what symbol works for you. And the important part in doing that is realizing that you're not looking for an emotional connection.
Okay.
You are looking for something that brings you into a state of quiescence or quietness. So what for some person, you know, a little baby does that. For some other people, thinking about nature does that. For some people, music does that. Or the keys, which one of those bring you into a state of inner peace? Because inner peace is really the doorway into that spiritual flow. When we are not in a state of inner peace, we're in a state of reactivity. So if we can discover what our tool of connectedness is, then we automatically can move back into that state. Okay.
Beautiful. This is interesting. So nature, music, babies, pets, and anything that touches our hearts.
Exactly. Like for you, for example.
For me, it would be nature.
It is, but also if you close your eyes for a second and you focus on your heart, on your breath, it's already kinesthetically programmed inside of you as a reference point of flow on love. It's already there. So nature touches you, but focusing on your heart brings you right back into that alignment.
You know?
So for different people, what you want is, again, you're looking for not what I like, because that would be your emotional response.
And that
would connect you to the third chakra and not your fourth chakra. It's not what you like.
It's
what brings you into a state of peace.
And it
could be all of those. Or it could just be one of those. You know, I was teaching a workshop on that at my house this last weekend. And each person has a different way of getting there. And that's one of the big key, which one of those really works to bring you back. And the way you do that is very simple. You look at a situation that disturbs you, and then you check each one of the symbol and say, which one, when I think about that, which one brings me back into that state of inner peace?
I see. So like if I had a fight with somebody, right? So that disturbs me. So then I kind of imagine that scene in my head and then I put it in nature, or some music's playing in the background, and maybe there's a baby there or a cat or a dog there. Or you would see how it modifies
which one of those would bring you back into balance.
Because
when we go out of balance, we always go out of balance either in our will. It doesn't work our way. Our emotion. We don't feel like we are received and taken care of. Or our mental level. You know, it's violating our belief. Or our imagination. We're not getting the attention we want. So it's always the same process, you know. We react all the same way. We're not very creative in our reactivity. We're very creative when we do conscious choices.
Got you. Now, you titled your book Empowering the Heart. So I take it then like the main thrust of the book is really to help people to reconnect with their heart and learn how to live through their heart as opposed to living through their head. I see.
So in other words, the heart is already empowered. It's a little bit like the analogy I give is we're a little bit like a water hose, but we need to be connected to the source in order to be empowered in our life. And when we connect back to the heart, we actually reconnect back to the source. And then we bring that inner peace into what we do. And that inner peace starts connecting us with other resources, humor, aliveness, freedom, gentleness, caring, cooperation, flexibility, and so on and so on.
Do you find when you're working people, trying to help them to achieve this, that there's a lot of things that keep them from connecting to their heart, or are people usually pretty easy to find that space?
It really depends on people. You know,
For
the most part, once they get it, it's very simple.
But
there is always a choice, which is, am I willing to let go of my position and my judgment and move back into that alignment? Right. Or as Pearl used to say, in life you can either be happy or be right. You have to choose.
You can never be both, right?
If you want to be right, you are not going to choose. You are not going to choose your heart. You are going to choose your ego.
Ego, right?
And so that's a choice level. At every minute, we have a choice. Do I go into the contraction or do I choose the expansion? You know, do I use, as Elizabeth would say, the right hand or the left hand? You know,
right, exactly. Yeah, because I mean, ultimately, you know, we always have our free will, right? Nothing is going to force us to make quote unquote the right choice or not, but it's up to us to consciously decide. You know, what is it that's really going to bring us to that place that we really want to be at, that place of peace and harmony and joy and tranquility, right?
That's it.
Right.
Quiescence.
Yes, quiescence. All right, wonderful. Okay, so believe it or not, it's time for us to take our last commercial break of the show. You see, this goes by so fast when we have such interesting guests. So let's do this. We're going to go out for a break, and when we come back, let's talk about, you know, how people can apply some of this in their daily lives, and then how people can find you and get the book and all that other good stuff, okay? So everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We do this every Thursday at 12 noon Eastern to 1 p.m. Eastern time. Our guest this hour has been Dr. Bertrand Babinette, and we will be right back after these messages.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
Are you feeling unhappy with your body, shape, or size? Ever feel out of control with food? I'm Elizabeth from Nourish the Soul, and on the show, you will uncover the root to these imbalances and discover a permanent solution to having a healthy relationship to food and your body. Join us every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
TalkingAlternative.com.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We've been speaking this hour with Dr. Bertrand Babinette, author of the book, Empowering the Heart, Restoring the Peace, Healing the Hurt, and Sharing Your Gifts. Where can people find the book? Is it in Amazon and all the usual places?
Well, right now it's a little tricky because we worked with Balboa Press. And my recommendation is never publish a book with Balboa Press.
Did not have a good experience.
No, horrible experience. We just pulled it out because it's a money-making machine where they exploit people who are doing their first book to get as much money for as little service as possible. So we finally canceled it. So it's available on my website at the stage. At this stage, this is the best way to go there.
Okay, and what's your website?
It's babinetics.com.
Babinetics, which is B-A-B-I-N-E-T-I-C-T-S?
So it's Babinetics, B-A-B-I-N-E-T-I-C-S.
S, right, dot
BobbyNetics.com.
Okay, wonderful.
Anytime the book is there, all my work is there, all the description of the work I do on the body, all the work I do psychologically, the workshops I give, all that is on my website.
So the majority of your work is sort of about taking people who have trauma and stuff and bring them up to what we say is functional or zero, but really taking people who are functional or at zero and taking them up to sort of the positive direction. But are there techniques or are there things in your book that can help people who have experienced trauma and other very difficult things and help them to become more than just functional?
Well, I think the first thing is really to teach them how to access the heart.
Okay.
Because when they start reclaiming the spiritual alignment, they are no longer a victim.
Right.
And so they are going to cooperate with whatever is going on as an expansion process rather than a contraction process.
Right. Now, trauma is often it's stored in the body. It's actually stored in the nervous system. And so it can be scary for somebody to try and access their heart when they've experienced that. How do you kind of gently guide them there?
Well, the symbol. The symbol, you see, because the symbol is pretty neutral. The word symbol in Latin means to reconnect.
Oh, really?
Symbile. Symbile means to reconnect. The opposite of symbol is devil. The devil is what disconnect. So symbile is what reconnects us, and devil is what pulls us apart. Okay, we have a lot of devils in society right now pulling us apart.
Yeah.
Okay, but so we need more symbol. And so a symbol of peace is something that brings you back in alignment with your peace and with your loving.
Right.
And I'm a great believer that when there is peace, there is love.
Right.
It's automatic. And when there is love, there is, you know, higher consciousness. And when there is higher consciousness, there is no need.
Mm.
You know, there is fulfillment. So the big key is always to come back to that doorway and work with that doorway as an opening into the spiritual, and then realize that in our soul, all the qualities we need for our life are already programmed.
Right.
Humor, playfulness, aliveness, joy, gentleness, caring, flexibility, willingness to learn, openness to spirit. It's all there.
Right.
You know, we don't have to make it up. We are already all we need to be.
Right.
There is nothing to fix.
Right. We are not broken. We do not need to be fixed.
We don't need to be fixed. See, all we need is to learn how to access
it,
to the resources which have always been there, but that we didn't see because our focus was outward rather than inwards.
Yeah.
You know, we have no practice to reconnect and to reclaim those gifts which were already there.
Right.
So we always looked out there saying, if only I had this, I would be happy.
Right,
if only I had a better job, I would be happy. If only my body didn't hurt, I would be happy.
Right.
The idea is be happy.
Happy. And then you'll have the other things, right?
Choose
exactly.
Happy. You know, it's already there. So
one of my teachers likes to say that, you know, sort of psychological issues are really maladies of the soul. And it's when it sounds like you take sort of a more energetic / spiritual approach to things, and it's like, what is going on within this person's spirit or soul that's causing this thing to manifest in the way it is in their life?
I would put it exactly the opposite way.
Oh, okay.
I would say there is no malady of the soul. It's a contradiction in term.
Okay.
The soul is whole and complete.
It's
an aspect of the divine. So it's our separation from the soul that created the malady, and our seeking outward for what is already within. That's the malady. There is no malady in the soul.
So it's the illusion of separateness.
You got it.
It's the illusion that we are separate from each other. We are separate from our environment. We are separate from the rock, you know, in the street.
You got it. We're a different field, dance, contractor. No, we're not.
Yeah.
We're a joyful spirit having a human experience.
Absolutely.
And sometimes it's a little challenging,
yeah.
a little iffy. And so my big advice to all the people who are listening, there are two keys in life that will keep you in good standing.
Okay.
Humor.
Okay.
And
yes.
Gentleness.
Yes.
Be
yes.
Gentle with yourself.
Absolutely.
People
with you.
Are their worst enemy. They are yes. driving themselves crazy.
Yes.
They're creating all those stories that means absolutely nothing, mm-hmm. which are just stories.
Right. It's all made up.
Yeah. If we could let go of the stories and go back to our heart, we would have a fantastic time, individually and collectively.
Yeah.
You know, it's a great. It's look at the beauty in the world, you know.
Yes.
I mean, I know that compared to the soul, it's nothing, although I don't have that experience.
Mm.
But to me, you go to nature, you listen to music,
right.
you look at babies, you look at kids. I've been spending 2 days with my grandchildren. You know, I mean, there's nothing better than that.
Yeah.
It's amazing. You know? I have five of them. I could spend
five grandkids. Wow.
And my wife has four. So together we have nine.
Oh, my God.
Because I did get remarried after my wife passed away.
Oh, okay. Okay. So you seem to me be the kind of gentleman that doesn't necessarily sit still for that long. what comes next for Dr. Babinet?
Okay, so we are relaunching our training. We have a training which is called Empowering the Heart and Transformation. So we are relaunching that because I stopped doing a lot of training while my wife was sick.
Oh, okay.
You know, so now we're back into relaunching a lot more of the psycho-spiritual work.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have a 5-module training, you know.
Oh.
The first one is very much energetics, mm-hmm. on learning how to clear the body and the psyche, mm-hmm. using very simple tool of the heart. Mm-hmm. And then I have a more advanced workshop, which I have a lot more to do with the material of the book, and clearing, you know, stuff in the genetic, in the karma, and things like that.
Yeah, yeah,
how
yeah.
do we move forward, basically?
Right. And are those trainings, are they only in person or are they available online?
So far, they are just in person
okay.
because I really believe that if you do things just online, people get the concept, they never get the experience.
Gotcha. And so given we're in New York City, are you going to do any of these trainings here in New York?
You know, my point of view about the training is very simple. You invite me and I'll be here.
Yeah. Wonderful.
I'm 77 years old. You know, I don't push.
Gotcha.
I don't push. People invite me. They make things happen. And I'm delighted to come forward on
Wonderful.
Doing.
Wonderful.
So I, you know.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Babinet, for coming on the show today. I really appreciate all that you're doing, all that you've done, the book. And once again, if people want to get in touch with you, your website is babinetics.com, BABINETICS.com.
This is correct. This is
wonderful.
Definitely the best way. They can get my number. They can get, you know, all the information from there.
Right. Okay, wonderful. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You have a wonderful rest of your day, and I look forward to maybe seeing that training manifest here in New York sometime.
Hey, I'm open.
All right, great,
okay.
great.
Thank you, Simon. It was very nice having me.
You're welcome.
I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. And so I just want to remind everybody to stay tuned because coming up next is Kai Cole and her show, Our Daily Magic, talking about sustainable sisterhood today, followed by a special edition of the Conscious Consultant Hour at 2 p.m. With my guest, Dr. Hal Blattman. And we're actually going to be talking all about sort of stem cell. We're going to go a little bit more on the medical side of stuff. A very interesting gentleman, and it'll be another fascinating show. So make sure you stay tuned till all the way till 3 p.m. today, so you get all these great shows. And just to let you know, we are shifting the schedule a little bit, and Kai Cole's show will be shifting to Tuesday evenings after this week. So thank you all for listening. I'll talk to you in an hour. Stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. Our Daily Magic coming up next. Ding, ding, ding.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you stuck in a rut? Negative thoughts, feelings, and conversations got you down? Hi, I'm Noreen Sumter, the Potentiator. Tune in every Tuesday, 9 to 10 Eastern Time, and listen for new ideas on my show, Beyond Potential. Live life your way on talkradio.nyc.
Are you feeling unhappy with your body, shape, or size? Ever feel out of control with food? I'm Elizabeth from Nourish the Soul, and on this show, you will uncover the root to these imbalances and discover a permanent solution to having a healthy relationship to food and your body. Join us every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
Are you into comics, movies, and pop culture at large? What about music and TV? Then you're in for a treat. This is Michael Dolce, your host on TalkingAlternative.com. I've been professionally writing comic books, screenplays, and music articles for almost 15 years. Catch my show, Secrets of the Sire, at its new primetime slot, Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and get the inside scoop on the pop culture universe you love to talk about. For more info, go to secretsofthesire.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of plans
planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.